He turned to the twins, yearning but hopeless. I suppose you weren't pulling our legs. The reply was too emphatic for anyone to doubt them. Piggy took the conch. Couldn't we, kind of, stay here? Maybe the beast won't come near us. But for the sense of something watching them, Ralph would have shouted at him. Stay here and be cramped into this bit of the island, always on the lookout? How should we get our food? And what about the fire? Let's be moving, said Jack relentlessly. We're wasting time. No, we're not. What about the little ones? Sucks to the little ones. Someone's got to look after them. Nobody has so far. There was no need. Now there is. Piggy'll look after them. That's right. Keep Piggy out of danger. Have some sense. What can Piggy do with only one eye? The rest of the boys were looking from Jack to Ralph, curiously. And another thing, you can't have an ordinary hunt because the beast doesn't leave tracks. If it did, you'd have seen them. For all we know, the beast may swing through the trees like what's its name? They nodded. So we've got to think. Piggy took off his damaged glasses and cleaned the remaining lens. How about us, Ralph? You haven't got the conch. Here. I mean, how about us? Suppose the beast comes when you're all away. I can't see proper, and if I get scared... Jack broke in, contemptuously. You're always scared. I got the conch. Conch, conch, shouted Jack. We don't need the conch.